My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord, when the risen Christ returns to the Father in glory. This is not simply a departure, but a mystery of faith, the exaltation of Christ's humanity into the very life of God, and the promise of our own destiny. At first, it may seem that Jesus is leaving his disciples, but in truth, he is not becoming absent. He is becoming present in a new and deeper way. No longer limited by time and space, Christ is now with all people, everywhere, always. Before ascending, Jesus gives a mission. Go and make disciples of all nations. This is not just a task, but a sharing in his divine work. Through baptism and the Holy Spirit, we are united to Christ and become members of his body. His mission becomes our mission. The ascension also gives us hope. Where Christ has gone, we are called to follow. Our lives are not temporary or without meaning. They are directed toward eternal life with God. In the midst of struggles and uncertainties, we lift our eyes with confidence, knowing our future is in Him. The disciples once stood looking up into the sky, but they were told not to remain there. Faith is not about standing still. It is about being sent. Our faith must be lived in the world through love, mercy, and truth in our daily lives. And we are not alone. Jesus promises, "I am with you always." He remains with us through the Holy Spirit, through the Church, and especially in the Holy Eucharist. He guides us, strengthens us, and walks with us every day. So the ascension is not the end. It is the beginning of our mission. Christ is in glory, interceding for us, and at the same time, alive within us. Today, let us ask, where is Christ sending me? Who needs his love through me? And as we go with confidence, not in ourselves, but in him who is always with us. May this mystery strengthen our faith, deepen our hope, and fill our hearts with love. Amen. May God bless you all.